Welcome to the Swap It Up podcast. We are the youth speaking eco-truth.
Hi, welcome to the Swap It Up podcast. Today, we're talking about climate change again, but this time is the second part, and we're talking about the impacts or the effects of climate change. We're your usual hosts, Peter.
Grace.
But we've got Ellie again. You'll remember her from last week. She's an expert. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Ellie. I'm 18 years old and I'm a Swap It Up youth lead. So yeah, I've been brought in to talk about the effects of climate change with the Swap It Up podcast team to explain how this change in climate can cause habitat loss and climate migration and all of the different things that can happen to our community, both on a minor level, so regionally, and also nationally and globally.
So on a macroscopic level, the direct effect of increasing greenhouse gases or climate change is global warming, and global warming is the increase of the Earth's temperature. This has been happening for many years now, and to put this in perspective, global average temperature in 2019 was 1.1 degrees Celsius warmer than the average temperature for 1850 to 1900. So that's, even though it sounds like a small amount, that's actually a lot. And we can see this through the melting of Arctic ice. And Peter will tell us more about that.
When the temperatures increase, the ice melts, and that leads to rising sea levels, but it also leads to colder water, interestingly. The water gets warmer, but also the Arctic ice comes down nearer to the equator, which leads to the things that we might have seen more recently, such as colder winters and snowstorms, like the one that happened in Texas earlier this year, and I believe also in China earlier this year. And we see this a lot because of the water coming down.
So interestingly, with rising sea levels, it's not just the melting of ice that's causing more water instead. The actual heating of the Earth is causing something called thermo-expansion, where the volume of water actually grows as it gets warmer. So you can have the same amount of water in two pots, for instance, and one looks slightly more than the other because it's warmer. As well as this, you've got the change in land. So what we're seeing, for instance, here in the UK, is that the south of the UK is essentially sinking into the ocean because of something known as post-glacial retreat, which is where, since the last ice age, we've had this ice with under the ground, which compresses the earth down, going back further and further and further towards the poles. So as it's going back to its previous position before this ice age, the area that had been previously compressed is coming back up, which here is Scotland. We're seeing Scotland rising, but everything in our ecosystem has to be in dynamic equilibrium. So as Scotland is rising to keep everything balanced, England, the south coast of England, is sinking back into the sea, which is causing further sea level rise. It's a difference in isostatic and eustatic change. Eustatic change being the change in sea levels, so the actual warming of the sea causing thermo expansion, but also the ice caps melting. But then your isostatic change, which is the sinking of the earth, the actual physical land, therefore means you've got further erosion along the sea. But it's just those two things working together are just causing this further and further and further changes.
Another major effect of climate change is warming oceans. So as levels of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere rise and the planet warms, 90% of this excess heat is being absorbed by the world's seas. And the oceans can absorb a lot of heat, but this is a lot of heat. And this is also causing sea levels to rise, as previously mentioned. But it also damages the ocean's ecosystems. One very big example, and is known widely across the world, is the damaging of the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. So the warming of the oceans have had a devastating impact on the coral reefs, as the conditions have become too hot for them and they've bleached. So they no longer have their beautiful colours of red, orange, yellow, all of those colours. They're now white, and because of climate change, now half of Australia's Great Barrier Reef has been killed by bleaching since 2016.
Within this ocean store itself as well, you're having the problem of, as the water is taking in this carbon dioxide, the more carbon dioxide it's taking in, the lower the pH. So within water, you're wanting the pH to sustain the life in it. You're wanting the pH to probably be between about 7 and 8 on the scale. But as that pH drops, because there's fewer carbon ions within the water, it means that there's more hydrogen ions. And so chemical reactions which create bicarbonate cannot take place with these fewer carbon ions. And these hydrogen ions then cause this pH to drop, which further leads to your coral bleaching. And it also changes just the chemical composition within the water, which can cause a lot of death of marine species.
So under the idea of extreme weather, we have rain, something that people in the UK are pretty familiar with. But also, we have acid rain, the big scary thing that it's scary. Basically, when there's more sulfur dioxide or nitrous oxide in the atmosphere, it goes into the rain, and that causes the pH of the rain to become more acidic, to decrease. And that means that there's a lot of death, but mainly within the fish population.
Warming oceans also cause these extreme weather patterns we're seeing, such as more hurricanes, more storm surges, more typhoons, that sort of thing. These sort of weather patterns need specific temperatures to form. You need high humidity and around 27 degrees ocean temperature. That's why they usually take place around the tropics. But as our ecosystems are warming, we're seeing them in different places more frequently. So events such as the 2013 storm surges we saw around the Norfolk and East Anglia coastline are happening more and more often. The last time previously before this 2013 record-breaking storm surge, the last time you saw it was 1953. What storm surges are, they are short-term changes in the sea level caused by low pressure pushing down upon areas of water, causing the sea to bulge. And as that comes in further and further towards the coast, much like a tsunami does, this bulge gets higher and higher and higher because there's less space between the top of the ocean and the sea floor. And so as they come in, they cause a lot of damage along the coast. You've got, like I said before, the 2013 storm surge in Norfolk. It destroyed 2,500 homes in the UK. It caused 15 deaths between the UK, Belgium, France, and the Netherlands.
Climate change has also worsened Australian bushfires. So bushfires are part of life in Australia. They're normal, but because of climate change, it's actually worsened the rate of them. So there have been unprecedented blazes sweeping the country, most notably in 2020, so the most recent one. And this has destroyed more than 20% of its native forest. Climate scientists have attributed the ferocity of the fires to hotter and drier weather caused by climate change. And there have also been record low rainfall in 2019, which has also led to many droughts. We've also seen on the news that Australia has also struggled to contain some of the fires because they've been uncontrollable. They've also killed a lot of people across Australia. Australian wildlife also affected because animals such as kangaroos and koalas made it to the news because so many of them were killed by the bushfires. So it just shows that climate change is worse.
The Australian bushfires, there's a problem within California where they're experiencing wildfires. Now, California is the driest state within the United States, and the only vegetation there are forests and grasslands. As we're seeing higher temperatures, the water that they have in that state is drying up even more than it already had been, which is causing the woodland within that area to die. when this wood dies, it becomes very, very dry because there's no water to help with the decomposition process and the natural decomposition process. So this dry, dead wood mixed with the dry climates and hot weather that you see in California sort of act as a perfect fuel for wildfires to start. And most wildfires in this area are caused by human. It's 84%, such as the 2021 that everyone's heard of, where a family decided to do a baby shower and reveal their baby's gender by setting off a fire, which caused the wildfire to blow out. In California itself, because of these warm temperatures and the lack of water, since 2010, there have been 129 million trees that have died but are yet to decompose. So there's just dead wood, dry wood around the state, acting as this perfect fuel, and it's putting more and more risk to the population.
Climate change is also affecting animals. It's threatening biodiversity. So 25% of known species are in danger of disappearing, and 1 million animal and plant species are at risk of extinction. This is a huge amount, and it's just showing that climate change isn't just affecting, as we spoke about before, the weather. It's affecting everyone, including animals who haven't had a part in this. It's also forcing people and animals to compete for resources and pushing animals out of their habitats. So it's affecting them in all sorts of ways.
It's not just putting animals at risk, it's also putting people at risk. So we have a lot of global displacement happening. And that means that a lot of people aren't able to live in the houses that they used to be able to live in because of climate change. One of the things is that the sea level rises. So in the Maldives, all of the islands are under 2 meters above sea level. So if it rises any further, those islands are gone. There's lots of islands that are like this as well. But, you know, the Maldives has a sizable population. 500,000 people. It's expected that the Maldives will be underwater by 2080. But people are already being displaced all across the world right now. People in the Philippines, people in Indonesia. Indonesia, in fact, the capital, Jakarta, is sinking, and there are plans to move the capital to a different island due to the fact that it is literally near to being in the ocean. We also have places like southeastern Australia that are also struggling with global displacement.
Bringing it closer to in the UK, where some of our listeners are at the moment, severe floods caused by storms forced people out of their homes during the winter of 2019 to 2020. And although people haven't necessarily been displaced like other countries across the world, the UK is also being affected. So climate change isn't just targeting certain countries. It will eventually affect all of us. So livelihoods are in peril across the world. There are an estimated 9 million people in the UK at risk because of climate change and rising sea levels.
Looking away from the UK, there's a major problem within low-income countries such as Bangladesh, which sit quite low down, where rising sea levels are causing saltwater intrusion. That's where the salty sea comes inland. Might be caused by cyclones, typhoons, storm surges. But that salt water gets into the fresh water sources, such as lakes and reservoirs. And this is causing people to lose their source of drinking water. So they become reliant on this salty water, which can cause countless health problems.
In the next episode, we'll be talking about the solutions to the climate crisis and what you can do to help. So stay tuned for that next week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Swap It Up podcast. We would like to thank the podcast producer, Neha, the podcast editor, Janice, and the podcast executive producer, Zakia. Remember to check out our social media. We're at Swap It Up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Remember also to check out our blogs on the website. Stay tuned for the next episode.